Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
From foggy old London town, Browns, Vikings, it is an impossibly early kickoff on Sunday morning. Will the Browns get their second win of the season? Let's be honest here. Are the Vikings ready for the wrath of Dylan Gabriel, and who never waits for the right time? He's always on time. It's always great to talk with our next guest of the Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, joining us on the Fan Hotline. Matthew, welcome to the show.
How's it going? You know that I have the same exact birthday as Ken Carmen. Did you know that? Same exact day.
I did not know that. Was it the same year, too?
Same year, same exact day. Yep, we were doing each other's show one time, and we discovered that. Crazy stuff.
Do you ever use phrases like stealing feeling that nobody really understands?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if we're connected in any other way than just being born on the same day. But I thought I'd throw that out there for my Cleveland connection.
I think that the universe is connected, and I think in some weird way, maybe there's a past life connection. I'm a big believer in that kind of stuff, and not just because weed is legal here in Ohio now. Matthew, about 60% of the offensive line for the Vikings is super banged up. Is Carson Wentz going to need the King's Guard to be part of his offensive line on Sunday morning?
Oh, wow. I don't know if you can criticize Ken's cheesiness after that one. But look, I mean, the answer is definitely not if it goes a certain way. Like, he definitely cannot handle the offense if they're trying to play from behind. And I think that we really saw that last week, that once the Vikings got down and then you had to drop back Carson Wentz to throw 46 passes, that's not what this offense is built for right now. It's exactly the way Kevin O'Connell would love to play, but you can't do that when you have a backup left guard, a center, actually backup left guard, a center who's never snapped a football in a real game before, and a right tackle who was supposed to be the backup left tackle and wasn't any good at that. So they are in such a dire spot as an offensive line that you have to get ahead in the game, run the football, do all the stuff that teams do to grind out clock. And if you watch Mac Jones throw 90% of his passes under 10 yards, like, you'd like to see the Vikings run an offense where they can do that. But there's also the question if Kevin O'Connell can do that with this offense. Like, we've seen some opening scripts that include quick game the last 2 weeks, but once things progress throughout the game, it tends to kind of go back to he wants to be a vertical downfield passing offense, which I can't blame him for designing it that way since he has Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, but you also have to adapt to what you have. And when you're talking about facing a defensive line as nasty as Cleveland's, who has really dominated so far this year, like, that is such a huge disadvantage. So this feels like it's going to have to be a grindy game where you get a couple of first downs, kick field goals, try to play from ahead, try to take the ball away from Dylan Gabriel, and just don't mess it up. But when you say that about Carson Wentz, and then you look through his history, that's kind of his history. Like, he is a guy that tries to do a little too much sometimes and gets strip sacked or tries to throw into traffic and gets picked off. And I think that Cleveland is probably thinking the same thing. You get a turnover, you get a pick six, you get a strip sack, you get ahead in the game, and then you grind out that Vikings defense, which has not been impervious to opponents running the ball. So I think the Vikings are in a really difficult spot because it's not just that they're playing backups. It also forces them to play a completely different way than their head coach actually wants to play.
Matthew, I wanted to ask about Dylan Gabriel. You mentioned him there. Locally, it's obviously been the headline as the Browns made the decision to bench Joe Flacco and go with Dylan. What's your perspective on that quarterback change from an opposing team standpoint?
Yeah, I think if you're the Vikings, you probably didn't want to see it. I mean, the way that Joe Flacco was playing, I don't think he was giving them any chance to even move the football at all. And if you're the Vikings, a completely immobile quarterback who has had much better days in his career and just seemed like he wanted the football out of his hands as fast as he could get it, regardless if he could actually get yards doing so, that you love that. But when you're talking about a younger quarterback who really excelled in college, clearly had to win that backup job in training camp in a competition. I think Gabriel in college was very poised and very accurate. Now, that's quite a bit different from your debut on the national stage, international stage, against a Brian Flores defense, which makes nightmares for rookie and young quarterbacks. But at the same time, at least a little bit of fresh live arm, fresh perspective on the offense, maybe get the ball out a little quicker. I don't know. I mean, I think that it kind of goes both ways because, you know, Flacco's seen this defense before and he's a veteran, but he just looks so poor that I think Gabriel at least gives them a little bit of a shot to complete some passes. But I was also kind of a Dylan Gabriel guy in the draft. Like, I thought if he was 6'3", that he probably would have been maybe the second best quarterback in this class based on how he actually performed. So I'm kind of intrigued. I don't think the Vikings are terrified of him, but I think they probably would have much preferred to see the washed up, old guy that they knew exactly what he was going to bring to the table, because there is some element of, like, how do you prepare against the guy who's never played before?
Matthew, J.J. McCarthy goes top half of the first round 2 years ago, immediately gets injured. That paves the way for Sam Darnold. Then the Vikings decide to not re-sign Sam, rock with J.J. There's a couple good moments, a lot of bad moments, yet another injury. Obviously, he won't play on Sunday, but just I know there's so much confidence in Kevin O'Connell, but how much concern level is there for J.J. McCarthy at this moment?
Yeah, I think it's not like through the roof in the red at this moment, but there is a question about whether they're going to go back to him if they win against Cleveland here, because it wasn't just that it looked bad. It looked catastrophic against the Atlanta Falcons. He looked unprepared. He looked like he didn't know where to go with the football. The footwork was a disaster. He wasn't seeing the field. And he had, by quarterback rating, one of the worst games the last 25 years by a Vikings quarterback. So it was truly that bad. We also know about young quarterbacks that, you know, they can have a really bad game and then come back and bounce back. But the injury, it makes this so much more difficult to evaluate the situation, because if he had come back and played fine against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, then we would have said, oh, okay, well, typical kid stuff, moving on. But the fact that he's had to sit out these two games here, now, you know, three games, I mean, it brings up all sorts of questions, because you start to think about Anthony Richardson or Trey Lance, these young quarterbacks that really badly needed development but couldn't ever stay on the field. When are you supposed to get better at this if you're not actually out there? And then there's a lot of pressure here. I mean, I know O'Connell is, you know, sort of knighted, if you will, for right now, because he was coach of the year and that buys you some time, but the NFL doesn't usually give you a ton of time. And, you know, he's got to win. Like, they spent more cash on this roster than anybody else in the NFL this offseason. I don't think the ownership is saying, you know what, it's cool. Like, if you just throw back in McCarthy and whatever happens, happens. Like, this team expects to win. They expect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
To be in the playoffs and seriously competing. And if they don't believe that McCarthy's ready, then your season rests on a guy who's played for six teams in 6 years and has not really looked like anything more than a typical backup quarterback. So it is a difficult spot, I think, for the head coach right now.
With how important this season is for Minnesota, just how important is this game? Obviously, it's a little bit of a weird spot for the Vikings to be in the back-to-back international games, but when you look at how good the NFC North is looking right now with the Lions at 3-1, the Packers at 2-1, how important is this for Minnesota to not get caught in a little bit of a trap game?
Yeah, it's really crazy because you wouldn't think that a week five game would feel like the entire season is at a fork in the road, but it actually is, because when you look at the future going forward on the schedule for the Vikings, they have a bye week, and then it's Philadelphia, the Chargers at Detroit, and then I think the Ravens after that, who I'm guessing will be a little bit better than they've been so far. I mean, that is extremely difficult schedule-wise, and it doesn't really get easier for the rest of the year. They've got Washington. They've got a lot of NFC North games still to go, probably the best division in football. I mean, if you fall behind 2-3 at the beginning of this season, I don't see any way that you catch up. This was supposed to be the time where they go 4-1, create a little bit of a cushion for themselves. You go 500 the rest of the way, and you're in the playoffs. Well, losing that Pittsburgh game was pretty big for them. You lose this, and no offense to the good folks of Cleveland, but I mean, that is a disaster. Like, the way that this Cleveland team has played so far, and that, you know, it's not to say they're so horrendous that they can't win a game against the Packers or that it's an easy opponent, but it's not Detroit, and it's not supposed to be, Green Bay or the Chargers or these, you know, teams that are competing for Super Bowls. So this is a game that every person in Minnesota in that building and every fan wrote down as a W. You come away with a loss here, it's going to feel like, well, who can you beat? They're starting a rookie quarterback with no offensive line. And, yeah, I mean, goodness. So I really do think that a lot hinges on this. And, of course, it would be an international game, which tends to have more of a random element to it. So that doesn't mean anyone's counting out Cleveland for this game. It just means if it doesn't go the right way for the Vikings, their season is going to feel like it's teetering off the edge.
Matthew Collar, Purple Insider on the Fan Hotline here, giving us the inside skinny on the Minnesota Vikings. So with Dillon Gabriel starting, it sure seems like Brian Flores is just really, I mean, maybe it's the fact that he's Timu Tua, and he's just, you know, he's a small left-handed Polynesian quarterback that people don't think was very good in college. I'm not editorializing here. I'm just curious, is Brian Flores licking his lips at this matchup?
I would definitely say that is the case. The biggest thing that we've seen as far as trends against Brian Flores is veteran quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, they're pretty much fine with this defense because they just wait for the defense to kind of declare its coverage, and then they make adjustments, and then they find their reads, and it's usually not that bad. But young quarterbacks who get overwhelmed by the number of people who are moving around pre-snap, that don't have answers with the entire playbook or years of a certain playbook, that's where it gets a lot harder. Because if you've never played before and you think that you're looking at, you know, a cover two or something, and then you drop back and there's the Tampa 2 linebacker running back, and you never thought the guy was going to be there, and then you panic and then someone kills you. Like, that's the whole concept. And that's what we've seen when Flores has played rookie and young quarterbacks, is that there's usually panic moments where they don't know where to go with the football when they see something different than they expected. And that also goes for the pass rush, where they use those simulated pressures where they rush four, but it's not the four that you thought it was going to be. So I think that is a real challenge, which means, can you stay ahead of the sticks with Quinshon Judkins? Which I think that they can, based on what we've seen from the Vikings run defense. It's really been quite bad, except for against Cincinnati, which you and I think could, and Ken Carmen could probably stuff Cincinnati up front. But, you know, with a running back like this, We saw Bijan Robinson go crazy. We saw the Steelers put six offensive linemen out there. We know that Stefanski likes two tight ends. I think that if they get ahead of the sticks, then it's much harder for Flores to use all that witch doctor stuff.
Matt, as somebody that covers the Vikings, are you concerned about this game because of how good Cleveland's defense is and because Dillon Gabriel's a little bit of an unknown, or are you feeling pretty comfortable with Minnesota?
I'd say the concern level's pretty high, to be honest. I mean, so I was there for joint practices, 2 years ago, and Myles Garrett's the craziest thing I've ever seen in sports. Like, and this is, you know, covering the NFL, you see big, giant jack guys all the time. I've never seen anybody that size move like that, and I know that's not new information to you guys, but when you're talking about that guy versus an offensive line that is this banged up, Christian Darrisaw is not at 100%, by the way. I wouldn't even say even close. So that, I think you got strip sacks, interceptions, big-time negative plays written all over it with the way that Cleveland's defense can play. And, you know, everybody here saw the game against Green Bay where it's a defense that can cause turnovers and cause pressure. And anytime that's the case, like we saw that in the playoffs last year. We saw it in the Super Bowl. We saw it in multiple playoff games where a Justin Herbert can suddenly look like the worst quarterback on earth if the defensive line is pressuring him instantly. And I think that this Cleveland team can do that. So I think Cleveland has the exact right things to beat the Vikings right now. I don't know if I would pick Cleveland, but I'm not picking Cleveland, put it that way. Like, I think that this is a game that Vikings fans, the team, everyone who covers them should be pretty nervous about.
Matthew, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time. And it's going to be an interesting one. Don't know if it's going to be a good one, but I know it's going to be an interesting one on Sunday.
I'm predicting 7 field goals combined and maybe 2 of them blocked. So that's the hot prediction there. So anyway, thanks for having me.
All right, wait, real quick, Matthew. What's better, the offense on Sunday or English food?
Oh, yeah, or English tooth care, if we want to be very cliche. Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be good, but the kicking, those people love the kicking. They go nuts for it. So the kicking could be great. Lots of punting.
Be the most English thing ever, going crazy for field goals. Matthew, be good, bud.
Thanks, man.
Oh, do it through the uprights again, chap, won't you? That's like the second time, by the way, somebody's taken a shot at English teeth on this show. I'm a little upset that the second one wasn't me as well. 216-474-0092. Do you feel better after what you heard from Matthew Collar there? Purple Insider on the Fan Hotline will react to what he had to say in the best trade maybe ever in NFL history in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.